And welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special here at KZSU. I'm your host, Bird, and here today with residential fellow at the Center for Internet and Society at the Stanford Law School, Sarah Pearson. Welcome to KZSU, Sarah Pearson.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And you're a fellow here at the law school, meaning you're not in class, you're not teaching either. You're doing out other type of work,
right?
Which we're going to talk about later on in the show. But the music, who was that you just played?
That was the Mates of State.
And are they a current band right now, or is that from a
while
back?
They're a current band, and I think they actually started in Kansas, and they lived in San Francisco for a while, and now they're out east.
Ah. And would it be coincidence that you're from the Midwest and you know about them?
No, it's actually not, but it's just a coincidence, I guess.
Are they friends of yours?
No.
Did they pay you to play that song?
No.
I'm just kidding. And is there a theme to the music you brought today?
Not really. It's just kind of a collection of stuff that I love. This is a more recent one, and some of them go back to when I was a kid.
Cool. So. Yeah, that's how a lot of DJs, especially around here, do it too. We just play music we love, and it's all good. So who's coming up next?
Next, Patty Griffin. She's a folk singer.
Mm-hmm. And you want to set this song up at all?
Not really. This is actually the song that I wish I would have used as my first dance in my wedding, but I didn't, so.
Wow. Too bad.
Yeah. My only regret.
Yeah. Well, fire it up and let's see what it sounds like.
Okay.
All the clouds blew away. Got no trouble today. With anyone. Smile on your face. Enough for me. These moments so few. Oh, we go right
Patty Griffin on the lunch special here on KZSU, here with residential fellow at the Center for Internet and Society. We're going to get into what she does over there at the bottom of the hour. Sarah Pearson. Sarah, so maybe you'll have to throw your wedding again so you can redo that and have that as the first dance, huh?
Yes.
What do you got up next?
The next is Dixie Chicks.
Oh, cool.
Wide Open Spaces.
All right. Hit it.
Doesn't know what I'm talking about. Who's never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own. A place in the clouds, a foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dreams no longer hollow. It takes the shape of a place out west, but what it holds for her, she hasn't yet guessed. She needs wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. She needs new faces. She knows the highest. This road as a child, wide-eyed and grinning, she never tired, but now she won't be coming back with the rest. If these are life's lessons, she'll take this. Folks drive away, her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like that long ago when she stood there and let her own folks know she needed wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake.
Oh, those girls that got in trouble, the Dixie Chicks, right here on KZSU's Lunch Special with Sarah Pearson today, picking the tunes. And why'd you pick the Dixie Chicks?
That was a tribute to Iowa, where I'm from. Not that they're from there, but country music is big in Iowa. So
is it?
Yeah.
A lot of farmers?
A lot of farmers.
A lot of John Deere tractors?
Yep.
I've driven across Iowa about two or three times, and it's amazing. It's just so flat.
Yeah.
Goes on forever, too. Corn.
No, Nebraska goes on forever. Iowa's actually pretty short, and it's prettier than Nebraska. Much more rolling hills.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. You didn't go to school in Iowa, though, did you?
No, I moved to Chicago to go to Northwestern University.
All right. So. And we're going to get into that too, but what do you got up next for the folks?
Next, we've got Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, the Bay Area band. Yeah.
Fire it up.
Yeah.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Sounds like the 80s around here, man. Was that from the 80s or the 90s?
I think the 80s.
Journey. They formed right here in the Bay Area.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I remember when they first came out, had a different singer. Ainsley Dunbar was the a drummer, the first drummer, I think. And who was that keyboard player? Because he's still around, too.
The guy from American Idol?
No, I don't think he's on American Idol. Is he?
I don't know.
Doug, I think, or somebody. But anyway, Raleigh. Greg Raleigh. That's who it was.
Okay.
I think. I'm not sure, though. Anyway, here was Sarah Pearson from the law school and picking the tunes today. Quite a wide variety, too.
Yes.
That's cool. This is stuff you listen to on your iPod, isn't it?
Yep.
How did I know that? What do you got up next for the folks?
Next is Family Business by Kanye West.
All right, Kanye. Go ahead and kick it off.
How's your son?
All the things.
He made the team this year?
All the things.
He say he wasn't tall enough.
All the glitter.
Is my goal.
We're going to cook this.
Our goal is not reality.
All the things. That's your new girlfriend?
This is family business. And this is for the family that can't be with us. And this is for my cousin locked down. Oh, the answer's in us. This is why I spit it in my song. So sweet like a photo where your granny's pitching. Now that you're gone, it hit us. Super hard on Thanksgiving and Christmas. This can't be right. Yo, you heard the track I did, man. This can't be life. Somebody please say grace so I can save face and have a reason to cover my face. I even made you a plate. Soul food, know how granny do it. Monkey bread on the side, know how the family do it. When I brought her, why the car had to look all through it. As kids, we used to laugh. Who knew that life would move this fast? Who knew I have to look at you through a glass? And look, you tell me you ain't did it, then you ain't did it. And if you did, then that's family business. Everybody standing with us. Come on, let's take a family Grammy picture. Abby, remember when they ain't believing me? Now she like, see, that's my cousin on TV. Now, we getting it and we gon' make it. And they gon' hate it and I'm his favorite. I can't deny it, I'm a straight rider. But when we get together, be electric sliding. Grandma, get them shook up. Oh, nah, don't open the photo book up. I got a Aunt Ruth that can't remember your name. But I bet them Polaroids will send her down memory lane. You know that one auntie, you don't mean to be rude. But every holiday, nobody eating a food. And you don't wanna stay there, cause them your worst cousins. Got roaches at they crib like them your first cousins. Act like you ain't took a bath with your cousin. Fit three in the bed. If it's six of y'all, I'm talking about three by the head and three by the leg. But you ain't have to tell my girl I used to pee in the bed. Creative way to rhyme without using knives and guns. Keep your nose out the sky, keep your heart to God, and keep your face to the rising sun. All my niggas from the shies, my family dog. And my niggas ain't my guys, they my family dog. I feel like one day you'll understand me, dog. You can still love your man and be manly, dog. You ain't gotta get heated at every housewarming. Sitting here grilling people like George Foreman. My Uncle Ray and Aunt Sheila always performing. Second she storm out, then he storming. Y'all gon' sit down, have a good time this reunion and drink some wine like communion and act like everything fine. And if it isn't, we ain't letting everybody in our family business.
Diamond ring,
they don't mean nothing.
All the glitter is not gold.
All the glitter is what you need.
All these fancy things, I tell you that all the glitter is not gold. out of jail.
All right, who's Stevie and why is he in jail?
I do not know.
That was Kanye West. He's the guy who said George Bush doesn't care about black people. Right after Katrina, right?
Yep.
And he's also the guy who came up behind that girl at the award show and put
Taylor
his armor.
Swift, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And yep.
Kind of nullified her speech a little bit or something.
Yeah.
But didn't his mom died, right?
I think so. That sounds right.
When she was having plastic surgery or something? Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah.
Terrible. Anyway, here with Sarah. Getting close to the bottom of the hour when I like to get in a conversation with our guest. And Sarah, you're originally from Des Moines, Iowa.
I am.
That's pretty much the middle of the country, isn't it?
Yes.
And what do you remember about growing up out there?
It's just it's a good place to grow up. I grew up in Des Moines, so it's more of a city than, I didn't grow up on a farm or anything, but still has a small town feel. It's a mm-hmm. nice place.
And and they say, you know, a lot of folks from the Midwest are kind of the salt of the earth.
Exactly.
You find that to be true?
Of course.
All the whack nuts are on either
on
side
the coast,
of the, yeah,
right,
out
right.
on the edge, right?
But somehow I find myself on the coast, so.
And you went to Northwestern in Chicago.
Yep.
Did you study law there?
No, I studied journalism, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you went on to go to law school, University of Michigan, huh?
Yeah, I worked at a trade magazine for a year after I graduated in Chicago, and then I went to law school. So.
And, why did you choose law over journalism?
I was actually ultimately hoping to get into media law, so to kind of mix both of them. And I do a little bit of that here
you
at
do.
Stanford. So.
Yeah, which we're going to talk about in a minute. And then you went and practiced law in New York City. New York City, that must have been a big... well, you had lived in Chicago, so that's kind of a big city, but...
Still a different world, though, in Manhattan.
Right. Yeah, how did you find that?
I loved it. I loved living in Manhattan.
That town never goes to sleep, right?
Right.
All night long.
Lots of energy, yeah.
And you can just walk out your door any hour of the day or night, get something to eat.
Yep.
Probably see a movie, do anything, right?
Anything, yeah.
Crazy. They should have that out here.
Yeah.
And then you came here, and you've been here for just about a little more than a year.
Right.
And it's, like I've been saying, you're a residential fellow, which, why don't you go ahead and, what is a residential fellow? You're at the Center for Internet and Society that's inside Stanford Law School. What is a residential fellow, and what does a residential fellow do?
Basically, a fellowship can mean lots of different things, but in my case, I do research and writing, but then I also work on cases. We have actual clients and advise them on copyright and fair use issues.
That's all pro bono work?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Stanford did that. I should know that, but that's kind of an offer that the school made, huh? Decided to do the law school?
Yep.
That's great. And so when they bring somebody like you in, it's for just a limited amount of time, like a year, year and a half or something?
Right. I'm going to be here for a year and a half total.
And,
so.
And they give you, they kind of pay you some money to come into, right?
A little bit, yep.
Very little. And that's great. And then it gives you a chance to work on some stuff that say you're passionate about, huh?
Right, exactly.
And that, let's go back to that. So you went to Northwestern for journalism,
mm-hmm.
thinking you were going to go into, and then you went to law school, University of Michigan at Ann Arbor.
Right.
And you thought you were going to go into journalism law, huh?
Yes.
Is that still out of the question?
No, not at all. And actually, a lot of what I write about and do research on at Stanford is... has to do with the future of journalism and how technology is changing the media. So I definitely think that my journalism background has helped me in that respect.
Well, since you're writing about that, why don't we pick your brain for a minute? What is the future of journalism in America?
That I do not know the future of journalism.
It's way up in the air for sure.
Yeah,
it's changing, isn't it?
It's changing constantly, and it's really an exciting time, though. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out. I think we're at a big point in history here.
What do you think about the nonprofit side? Should there be a nonprofit side to journalism? You think the government should maybe fund some nonprofit and help it happen and stay out of the way? Would
yeah,
that be
I mean,
doable?
I think that the government's role is something very controversial, but I think that they could play a role, especially if, I mean, obviously they'd have to keep their hands off of anything they gave money toward.
Yeah.
But I know it's possible. It happens in Europe. The BBC is government funded, and they do a great job of, you know, still being adversarial to the government. So I think it's, I think that's definitely something that is a potential way to get out of our, get out of this mess.
Do you see anybody working on that out out in the world at all?
Yeah, there's an organization called Free Press actually that is big. That's one of their big policy pushes, and they've been doing a lot of great work.
Hmm.
Trying to get the government involved in helping professional journalism be maintained.
Wow. What other stuff do you are you working on over there?
We're actually planning a Future of Journalism conference in April. So that's been a lot of work. I've been in charge of booking speakers and topics and putting all that together. So that's been a big project. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And it interesting, done at the law school, huh? Not the School of Journalism.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll have a little bit of a legal focus just because of where we're at. But we're also just getting a lot of journalists to come in as well. And because I think it's an issue that everyone's interested in, not just journalists.
Mm-hmm. So. Are you going to turn, are you guys going to collaborate with the School of Journalism on this?
Yes. We've been in touch with them and getting ideas from them and that sort of thing. And hopefully they'll come to the conference as well.
Robert McChesney.
Yes.
You know who he is?
He is actually the founder of that Free Press organization I was talking about.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, that's where I guess I heard of him.
Yep.
You guys going to call him up?
We've been in touch with Josh Silver, who heads Free Press, and so he works closely with McChesney, and he may be a speaker. He's tentative right now, but...
Very cool.
So,
well, maybe we could do a little collaboration on the radio with that, because
yeah.
I know that there's amazing things going on here at Stanford that don't get publicized enough.
Yeah,
and,
that would be great.
Yeah, what better way to help publicize it than use the college radio?
Definitely.
Cool. We'll have to talk about that later on. How about some more music now from Sarah Pearson? Sarah, what do you got queued up for the folks?
Okay, next is Unless It's Kicks by Okkervil River.
Cool. Okay. Let's hear it.
Mess some grace unless it kicks, man. Unless it's fiction, unless it's sweat or it's songs. What hits against this chest unless it's a sick man's hand from some mid-level band? He's been driving too long on a dark windless night with the stereo on, with the towns flying by and the ground getting soft and a sound in the sky coming down from above. It surrounds you and signs and it's whispering. It's lies or it's love.
Getting a little loud for you on this Monday afternoon here with Sarah Pearson. And who was that?
That was Remy Zero.
Remy Zero?
Remy.
Remy.
Yeah.
Remy Zero.
That's a few years old.
Is that a band or a person?
It's a band.
Uh-huh. And who'd we play before that?
Okkervil River. Also a band.
Cool.
They're more recent, though.
So what's... Where did you get this eclectic taste in music? Was it from college? High school?
Yeah, mainly.
I lived in New York City?
Living in New York City, all over. I mean, I guess that's why it's so eclectic. My country, I liked country music growing up, and then in college I got into some hip-hop and things like that, so.
And you've lived in Chicago, New York, and now you live out here?
Yep.
So you've kind of experienced three of the major places for music in the country, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Do you get out and see music at all now?
Not as much as I'd like to. Went to a Mates of State concert last year, but I think that's the only one we've been to since we moved. So,
small clubs are where real music is played.
That's true. It's more fun.
Yeah, it is. For real. What do we got up next?
Next, Calendar Girl by Stars.
Okay.
If I am lost for a day, try to find me. But if I don't come back, then I won't look behind me. And all of the things that I thought were so easy. If I am lost for a day, try to find me. But if I don't come back, just got harder and harder each day. December is darkest, in June there's the light. But this empty bedroom won't make anything right. While out on the landing, a friend I forgot to send home, who waits up for me all through the night.
In love with the world, stay alive. Calendar girl, who's in love with the world, stay alive.
Right, some more easy listening rock music for your Monday afternoon here with residential fellow at the Center for Internet and Society, Sarah Pearson. Who was that again?
That was Stars.
Stars. Yeah, it's pretty eclectic across-the-board taste you got going on there. Who do we got coming up next?
Next is John Mayer.
Oh.
More easy listening, I guess.
Dave Chappelle used him. What's he going to play for us?
Stop This Train.
Okay, let's hear it. Okay.
Blind. I know the world is black and white. Try to keep an open mind, but I just can't sleep on this tonight. Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. Take the speed it's moving in. I know I can't, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? Don't know how else to say it. Don't wanna see my parents go. Generations length away from fighting life out on my own. Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed it's moving in. I know I can, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? Just begun. Had a talk with my old man. Said, help me understand. He said, turn 68. You renegotiate. Don't stop this train. Don't for a minute change the place you're in.
Easy listening, mellow rock for your Monday afternoon. Who was that, Sarah?
That was John Mayer.
That's right. You said that. Boy, that's kind of unlike what he normally sounds like, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit slower.
Yeah, because yeah. he's more of a kind of electric kind of. Well, I don't know. He's done a lot of different stuff, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle had him on a show once and was goofing with him.
Huh.
While I got you here, though, if folks wanted to get a hold of you about your work at the Center for Internet and Society, or just whatever, the music you play today or anything like that, how could they? Or could they at all? Or?
Yeah, definitely. Email is probably the best way. My email address is shp@stanford.edu, so it's an easy one.
Cool. And we do got to stay in touch, too, because I want to know more about, and we might have to do some collaborating on your conference coming up at the law school, The Future of Journalism, Unpacking the Rhetoric. And you said that's going to be on April 30th of this year, right?
Right.
Cool. Well, we'll look forward to that. We might even be able to get it on the radio, so we'll see what we can do.
That'd be great.
What do you got coming up for the last song?
The last song is Silver Lining by Rilo Kiley.
All right. And I want to thank you for coming, and please come back.
Thank you. It was lots of fun.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
See ya.
As the story goes.